Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ravens rookie minicamp, however, coming up this weekend. Here to talk about that from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do pretty much every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How you feeling today?
I'm good, guys. I'm excited for rookie minicamp. How you doing?
All right. The sixth round draft picks, Jonas, of the let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them, is there one that kind of intrigues you more than the others as we're on the verge, or you guys are on the verge of seeing them up close and personal?
I mean, I'm excited to see Loop just because it's a pretty easy way for me to discern whether he's actually good at his job or not. You know, if you're putting the ball through the uprights. I talked to a couple of his coaches this past week that I have for a story that I have coming out next week. And I talked to the Arizona defensive coordinator who was a special teams coordinator yesterday, and he said that Tyler is actually like a incredible athlete, like a low 4.4s 40 kind of guy, you know, beating wide receivers in suicides and that kind of thing. Obviously, that's not really going to matter when it comes to what he can do and putting the ball between the uprights from 60-plus yards in the cold December weather in Baltimore. But, you know, he pointed to some of the struggles that, like, they had with the operation last year that might have hurt some of his productivity. You know, they were dealing with a freshman holder or a freshman long snapper, one of those two. So I think even if you're not in love with the statistical prediction, you could say that he probably would have been better on a operation, you know, as professional as the Ravens. So, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of scrutiny, a lot of time spent talking about the potential Tyler Loop, Justin Tucker battle, but I'm just curious to see, you know, whether this kid actually has the stuff.
Hey, Jonas, you know what shocked the crap out of me? We had Gianna on, was it yesterday or
Gianna day? Hahn.
Yeah. And when she said that Tucker was in the building, that was, I about fell to the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, he has his rights. He obviously lives in the area. You know, when I think when we talked to, or when the reporters who went down to Florida talked to Stassi Brown and said, like, is everything basically copacetic between you and Tucker right now? He said, you know, basically there's not a whole lot that we can do right now. We have to treat him just like a normal NFL veteran at this point. Not that they were prejudiced against him because they are waiting to find out exactly what the results of the investigation were. But yeah, haven't seen a whole lot of him in any Ravens social media. I know the Ravens put out there like one gorilla versus 100 man breakdown the other day, and it was you did not see a lot of Justin Tucker. You did not see any Justin Tucker in that video. So I think they probably learned their lesson from the Ray Rice situation, where you know you want to keep these guys out of sight as far as possible because it's a very, very different climate, you know, from what it was over a decade ago. So it's going to be interesting to see just how this plays out in the public sphere, because it's possible that this investigation could drag on through training camp and perhaps even into the regular season.
Now, Jonas, you know what? Watching the film on these draft picks and stuff, you know, like the other day I was watching Peebles. I tell you what, I could see what Harbs likes. I mean, he's going to be an intriguing piece in sub packages.
Yeah, I agree, especially in the preseason where he's got to go up against some guys who he might overwhelm. He was fun to watch. The thing that stuck out to me was he was always like the guy with his helmet closest to the line of scrimmage. I wonder if he had just like an outrageous amount of either offside penalties or close calls with offside penalties, because he was always just so flush against that, you know, basically the center or the guard or whoever he was up against. I think they probably could have used another interior rusher next to Nnamdi Madubuike. You know, the second half of the 2024 experience with Travis Jones is definitely not as fun as the first half. So, you could go with Peebles if he makes the team. You could go with, if you could kick inside one of the outside linebackers if you feel comfortable having them do the kind of stuff that Za'Darius Smith did in Baltimore. But he definitely had some pop. I mean, you just look at the advanced statistics, and he was right up there, not only in pressure rate, but quick pressure rate with the best guys in his defensive line class. So don't really love what he could probably offer you as a run defender just because of his
nothing,
limitations
nothing.
There. But he's going to be at least potentially a fun piece for those obvious passing downs.
Now, you talk about a fun piece. I think LaJonte Wester, put punt return aside. I think he's really good there. But like in the slot and some jet sweeps, I think Todd Monken's going to have fun. Like, what could I use him? Because he is so quick in and out of cuts and stuff, And like in space, he's like Zay in space.
Yeah. If they could find a way to have Steven Sims be reasonably productive in the playoffs last year, then why not have LaJonte Wester be even more productive in the regular season? It was interesting when we got the chance to hang with the Ravens scouts as they did their draft breakdown that, on a team that had Travis Hunter and some other NFL quality wide receivers. If you remember that Hail Mary that he got to, that 50 yarder, that pass is designed to go to him, and he is not a big guy. So I think that tells you just what kind of confidence they had. And this dude, despite being undersized, going out there and being able to make the play. Obviously, I'm still rooting for Devontae Walker to possibly have some kind of role on the team, even though he isn't the kind of linear or the kind of lateral athlete that Wester is. I think if he falls behind another guy on that depth chart, it's probably the beginning of the end for him. But there's a lot of intriguing pieces on this Ravens wide receiver room who could do a lot.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A lot of different things.
All right, when we're out there Sunday, Jonas, what are you anxious to see?
I guess I just want to kind of see how guys look physically, because that's really all that we can do at this point. There's not going to be a lot of informative reps that these guys are taking. So, you want to see how Carson Vinson looks just in pads. I think you want to see how sawed off, if that's even applicable, someone like Mike Green is. It obviously didn't really matter a whole lot for him as a run defender, but I still think you want to see a guy who doesn't look like he would be physically overwhelmed against NFL size offensive tackles. And then you just want to see, how guys move, how they communicate. You want to see, Malachi Starks and just, whether he's the guy who's at the front of every line. And then there's like some of the undrafted guys, like the offensive lineman from Middlebury, who's, a D3 sensation. I think a lot of folks are, across the league are hoping that he could potentially make the Ravens just because of his incredible story and, the reps that he put in with Duke Manyweather, who's, the great offensive line guru down there in Texas. So potentially a fun undrafted class, and obviously it's a big rookie class to kind of get excited about as well.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.